Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Good day and welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Scott and Kim Show, where a married couple of some 29.99 years, because they're 30th in like 2 weeks.
Week and 3 days.
Weird. We hit that big number. That feels like a number where most people don't get to, number one. And then those who get there are old.
Are old, usually. Are we old?
We're not that old. I mean, look, had my first grandkid at 49. I didn't have him. Taylor did, but you know what I mean. I didn't push him from my loins. Not directly. I mean,
indirectly.
There's a whole history, right? I mean, his mom, and then, you know, you, and I was involved in part of this. Anyway, so there's that. And then, but most people, I don't know, most people I think that hit 30 are probably 60s, 70s, right?
Sometimes. I mean, it just depends on when people get married. We got married really young. That's why.
We did. I was 23. Mm-hmm. And you were 20.
I was 19.
You were 19?
Almost 20.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're like a month away from 20, or a month and a half, whatever it was. Yeah.
3 months.
3 months. Hold on.
Exactly 3 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. November, duh. Yeah, I know that. Anyway, we're old, and we're here. We're here to do a fun little couples podcast called Skim. It's episode 103, by the way. That's
all
cool.
Right.
Isn't that cool? Is that representative of anything, 103?
It's a radio station.
Yeah, hot 103, Skim. Anyway, so this weekend is a van weekend. We got him all weekend. He's just going to be here chilling.
Taylor and Dylan are having they're calling it a baby moon. Apparently, that's a new trend.
Is that some weird...
It's like a honeymoon before the baby.
Young millennial deal where we're going to have a baby moon.
Well, I think anytime you can celebrate anything, right?
That's fine.
That's great.
Yeah, why not? They're going to, not Vegas, St. George for 3-4 days. How long?
3 days.
3 days. And we'll have Van the whole time. So he'll just live here. And actually, he's been here kind of all week. So yeah, he's used to it.
He's had a lot of photo shoots and... what else did she? Oh, she had a doctor's appointment for one of them.
Yeah, so she's been busy. Yeah. We watch him. You know, we love seeing him, so it's not a problem.
It's super fun.
But what's cool about it is he will be here all weekend, and he's fun right now. He's like a really fun
three and a half
year old dude. He's got all kinds of energy, but he's also really sweet, and you know, kind of learning his socials, all of his socials. And he seems to be doing pretty good. So it means quiet weekend for us. You know, not a lot of, we can't have a lot of plans because we got a little boy with us.
Exactly.
So we can't do big stuff.
But we are going to take him around. We're going to go to the lake. Oh,
yeah. We'll probably see what the concert's like. Just walk past
the boats. Maybe the boats today.
Maybe the boats. Yeah. Maybe the boats.
Take him on a little kayak and Yeah. He just gets such a kick out of being on a boat. He just sits back and watches, like, hey, there's a duck. Hey, there's a bird.
He likes ducks.
There's an airplane. He's just so chill.
I don't think he knows the difference between a duck and a goose, though. You know?
I think there are people that don't know the difference, but whatever.
I mean, I've been fooled a couple of times, but I'll tell you what. When there's a goose, I know it. I know there's a goose.
But on Ochre Lake, there's a lot of weird birds.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. You could bird watch there.
It's because they bring them in, right?
Some of them. I think they bring them in, but I think that a lot there are people who have let things go there. Yeah. They've talked about that, how someone let some koi fish go in the lake, and now they're these...
They're dominant in there.
Like 18-inch long.
Yeah, they're huge.
Fish. They're huge koi fish.
I didn't know somebody just put those in there.
Well, koi fish are not going to just show up in Ochre Lake. First of all, it's a man-made lake. Second of all,
that's a good point.
The problem with that is they are complaining, the city is, because it's eating some of the other fish that are supposed to be here.
Oh.
So it's not good to just let your goldfish or your koi fish go.
Yeah.
That's never a good idea.
Well, it sounds like the city's being very coy about it.
Very funny.
Oh, gosh. I'll be here all week. Anyway, that's this weekend. That's what we're doing. It's kind of nice. I like being able to say, if someone calls and goes, y'all want to get together downtown in a place with too many people in it and be social with everybody and not, you know, all that. And all we have to say is, oh, sorry, watching Van this weekend.
We got a fun time at our house.
We got plans.
And no, you can't come over. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, don't come here. Anyway, that's what's going on there. Kim found a new show that she fell in love with called Endeavor.
Yeah, we couldn't think of the name last week, remember?
Oh, did we talk about
it? We talked about it. Yeah. It's just a really fun British...
It's like a drama police deal. Show. Yeah. Set in the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set in the 60s.
Which is interesting. It's filmed beautifully. It's kind of striking cinematography for a mystery show.
It's fun to see what the 60s, because I wasn't around yet, really looked like. Clothing and stuff like that. You know, you kind of have an idea in your head of what it was like, but they do a really good job of showing what it truly would have looked like in Britain.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun. Really well acted, kind of intense at times. It's cool.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I think I like that one. Although I'm only seeing it in bits and pieces.
Yeah. As he walks upstairs, like, oh, I'm just watching your show.
I finished one yesterday called The Old Man. And it wasn't just me in a mirror.
You were supposed to wait for me to watch it.
I was,
but you didn't.
I needed a recommendation for TMS, and howdy, did I find it. Freaking Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow putting in some of the best work they've ever done. It's so
good. Now I'm going to have to catch up.
I know. It's really good. Spy thriller stuff, but set now.
Okay.
Although there's a bunch of flashbacks. And Jeff Bridges, dude, this is after his, they made this after he was diagnosed with cancer, went through all his treatment. Did his whole thing and he's back and back better than ever. He's looking great. Anyway.
Awesome.
It's really good. You'd like it. Guess who else is in it? Maybe is in it from Arrested Development. And she's great in it.
She's great anyway, though.
Yeah.
She's a great
actress. I like her a lot. I always thought I wanted all those freckles when I was growing up. You know, that just massive freckles people get. I always thought that would be cool. Is that weird?
No.
Because most people are self-conscious about that. They don't want all the freckles.
A cousin. I was like, family member? No, that doesn't right.
Look, in Mississippi, your friends are your cousins,
and she
your
was
wives.
Always covering them up.
Really?
Yeah.
Like with makeup?
With makeup. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's...
It made me a little sad because I think it's cute.
I know that they're, you know, it's... They feel... They look different than everybody else, and I get it, but I just think it is the coolest... Something about it. I don't know what it is.
But isn't that cool to be different than everybody else?
I agree. But when you're in high school, you don't want to be different.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you think you do. You want to be, like, edgy and stuff, but... So do a lot of kids, so you all look the same.
You can't be edgy with freckles. It's just too cute.
Do you guys have like goth kids and stuff?
Oh, yeah, totally.
In Mississippi?
Yep.
Mm. How'd that go for them down there?
I mean, I don't know. They all came out of it just fine.
Yeah. Are you aware of their personal or their current status? Yes. Any of those guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like what? Like, you don't say names, but like who? Just like
friends of mine? If you don't say name, you just have to say who.
Just friends of yours? Okay. Well, that's good, though. I'm just
totally goth growing up. One of them used to use toothpaste in her hair, like just to make these massive amounts of look like tons of hair.
Ew.
And then she wore really, really black, you know, lipstick and makeup and stuff. And
toothpaste, so she smelled all minty?
I don't know. I didn't get that close.
She didn't shower, so then it would equal it out. That's kind of gross. I can't imagine putting toothpaste in my hair. Jeez Louise. If you're the parent of a kid with toothpaste in their hair, good luck. Good luck to you is all I got to say. Anyway, Endeavor, it's good. It's good. Also,
we swung back around to Endeavor. Yep, Endeavor.
We're back to Endeavor. We also watched a movie. We watched The Northman.
Oh, it was so great.
That was cool. It was really dark. You know, I expected bloodier, to be honest, from that director. It wasn't that bloody. It was mostly off-screen blood, like stuff happening in the shadows and like just an axe dropping onto, you figure it's the dude's head, but you don't really see it. It wasn't that violent, but it was so strikingly, starkly
Icelandic
and hardcore, you know, that era.
It was a lot of witchcrafty kind of feel to it that was really cool. You don't see that a lot.
Made me want to watch Vikings again, that show.
That's a great show.
It's so good. Isn't there a new one too? Like a spinoff or something? Anyway.
Yep.
Big fan of that business. And The Northman is cool. Director that made The Witch, or as it looks on the poster, it looks like The Vavitch, because the way they split the W in two, it's stupid. And then he made The Lighthouse, which disturbed me. Black and white freaking effing thing. It was so weird. But that's where I realized your Twilight dude could act.
This is true. He can.
I was like, oh, look at this. And then I was excited about Batman. So
we watched Batman.
Batman was good.
That was really good.
Yeah, we liked Batman quite a bit. Anyway, that was on Paramount. Peacock.
Peacock.
Is where The Northman was. And it was very good. I'm starting to lose track of what streaming services we have.
There are a lot of them.
Does that seem
because you have to be able to see a lot of things to recommend them, so you won't.
I feel like we have to trim some. We have some we don't use.
Totally fine with me.
Like, what do we not use?
We don't use Peacock that much, every once in a while, there's something really good on there, and it's frustrating when you don't have the ability to watch it.
They have more live stuff on there that you can see, so that's maybe, I don't know. Who has the Super Bowl this year? That's who I'll keep whoever that is. I don't know who's doing that.
That's all you're going to keep?
That's all I'm keeping. That's just going to be the rule.
Yeah, right.
Let's get to some emails. Skimshow@gmail.com. It's where you send these. And Peter wrote in. Let's hear from Peter. Peter says, hey, Scott and Kim. This one is more for Kim, I imagine. You ready for this?
All right.
I was hoping to get some advice on how to stay on top of housework. Oh, Kim, the houseworker. My wife and I have owned a house for a little over a year now, and being in a condo that has a lot less maintenance, it seems like with dishes, laundry, cooking, and other housework, there is never enough time to do half of what is needed in a day. How do you manage your schedule to keep your home functioning and somewhat clean? Thanks for the shows, Peter.
I like the somewhat clean.
Yeah. I mean,
I've been actually struggling with that just this week because they're with the normal floors, laundry, dishes, cooking, all of the things that you do. Plus, you're trying to, like, you know, keep it baseboards clean and windows clean and all that stuff. It happens all over again in a different setting with fall, and spring does the same thing. Where you're like, oh, now it's time to clean windows and it's time to clean all the cobwebs off your porch and around every light around the entire house. Whole nother set of...
Well, tell them about your bed trick, because you do... Not those bed tricks. You do this thing where your whole day is better because you make the bed early in the morning.
If I make the bed first thing in the morning, it kind of sets the tone. I'm like, okay, at least if nothing else is clean in my house, I can walk in my bedroom and the bed's made and the room is clean.
Yeah, I've noticed this. You're less grumpy.
One good spot. Or whether it's that or your bathroom that's like completely spotless, you have a place to walk in and go, okay, I can... see what this is going to be like if it's all clean again.
Yeah.
But I will be honest with you. I haven't had a time in a couple years probably where I feel like everything in the house is done.
It's hard to.
When we had no one living here except the two of us.
Just the two of us.
And I could actually
keep
up with it. But yeah. I will tell you, even when I feel like the house is clean and we're done, I will walk into your office or the cold storage room and go, oh, man, I'm not done.
Yeah. There's never a time.
Because even when you're done, it's like you got to start at the beginning again.
Yeah. Done is when you're dead, honestly. Yeah. That's when you're done. But I
totally get where you're coming
from. Yeah, me too. Like my office is nothing near like what I want right now. I feel like I need to.
But when we get the office done, it'll be a whole day of getting it done, which means the rest of the house might will slip degrade. And fall over there. Yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, but
can't
look,
catch all the dishes.
It's hard because you know that's life. But you know, Kim does that bed thing that helps her. Usually, I hear you banging away at dishes in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
While the dogs eat, I can do the dishes. Like, it's like this thing. But this week I did one of the things that I do only 4 times a year, which is spray around the outside of my house for bugs.
For bugs, yeah. We've been getting spiders.
Some people get it done. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever you do.
Spiders come in the house when it gets hot outside.
Yeah. Well, and then when it gets cold inside, outside too.
Yeah.
So and Kim, it starts all over again.
Kim loves spiders, so. Ugh. Yeah. If you're a big fan.
I can't handle them.
I think I got bit here. Oh, it's going away, though. I got bit on my leg by something. I don't know what it was. It was probably just outside. But the other day, we were watching The Northman. Like 5 minutes into the movie, Kim just starts spazzing out.
I jump off the couch. I felt something move. And I was like, I swear there has to be a spider on this blanket. And I'm going to freak out.
Yeah. But there wasn't. It was never anywhere. That was all in your head.
I was already paranoid because I had killed a large spider upstairs that day.
Yeah.
Large.
Yeah, for all you knew. I mean, sometimes things stick to you and go places with you. Last night, I hopped into bed last night in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts, and I lay down and I move my hand somewhere and boink, I stab it with one of these.
Oh my gosh, I don't understand how you had an X-Acto razor with you.
I know. It's just the tip you put into the pen and then lock it in. It's just that the razor part of an X-Acto blade. I guess that's all that is.
Where is it now?
It's the one upstairs in the trash. Threw it out this morning. But it looks...
But it had stuck to your shorts.
It stuck to my shorts, and then I was just with me.
Which could have been really scary if you're like rolled over on it.
Yeah, puncture a freaking kidney or something. Then I'd really have to pee in the night. Anyway, careful about that, everybody. Yeah. Don't put your X-Acto blades anywhere.
Peter, I can tell you the best thing to do is to write down the things you want done and try to get them done, but not in one day.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah.
But you do end up starting over again the next week.
Peter's a funny name because Peter is the name I had for a gerbil. It was the name of one of my best friends growing up, and it's the name of my sister's son.
But you also had an imaginary friend.
Oh, and I had an imaginary friend named Peter. Peter's got
hearing this story.
Yeah, Peter's got like a long history for me for some reason. I don't know why.
Cool.
A long Peter. That's terrible. All right.
Thanks, Peter.
Terry J. wrote in, says, hey, Scott and Kim, you all should be watching The Old Man. Oh,
look at
this.
Go.
I forgot he did this in his email. It's really good. Spy stuff and loaded with amazing actors and performances, Terry. Yeah,
I'm going to.
It's fantastic. Like, I would actually even argue there's some convolution, I think, in the center of the thing, of the story, where it just sort of like is a little out there and I'm not quite sure what they're going to do with it. But it doesn't matter because these performances are so freaking good. Oh my gosh. They got two guys, one named Bill Heck, which you've seen before. You just don't know it. He's in other movies. He plays young Jeff Bridges. And this other actor I've never heard of before plays young John Lithgow. And these guys nail it.
Wow.
Like, they're not just impressions. They're just like, they are these young versions of them. Especially the guy that does Lithgow's younger guy. And freaking amazing. I want to spend time with that guy and figure out how he learned how to sound just like him. It's just nuts. But anyway, yes, Terry, on it. I'm on it. It was the last episode last night, and I loved it.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done. It was only 7 episodes. It's short.
It's not. Last time I talked to you, you were like, I'm 1.5 in. You got to catch up. We'll watch it together. You're like, done.
I'm done. Now you just got to watch it. You were busy with British things, you know?
This is true.
And then you'll get in the mood for some food thing. And, you know, I can't keep up with
some rom-com. I go in circles. It's like housework.
It is like housework. Paula H. wrote in. Oh, I don't like the name Paula. It's that girl I dated in high school that was so horrible to put the knife in the bear.
Like Paula Dean?
No, I don't like Paula Dean either. Some butter. I can go butter my tater. Kim anyway, and Scott.
Your name is fine.
Yeah, Paula H., you're fine. I'm just saying, I knew a Paula who sucked. That's all. Does having another little grandbaby on the way make you super nervous or excited? Basically, I'm just asking, how does all of that make you feel to see your family grow in this direction?
Super excited.
Yeah, well, I'm not nervous at all. I'm stoked. I can't wait. Well, I mean, I get to all the benefits of holding and playing and having and, you know, being the cool grandpa and all that stuff.
without having to change the diapers, put yeah, the bed.
Without them barfing every night.
Making sure they brush their teeth every night.
All the hard stuff my daughter can deal with. But yeah, we're so excited. I love it.
It's really fun to watch the family grow.
Yeah. And I love that since we're not that old, I mean, I just turned 53. I guess that's old. I don't know. What is that now?
I'm still 49.
Kim's only 49. robbing that cradle, man. Is it robbing or rocking? Robbing.
It's robbing. It's not rocking that cradle. What?
My brain was like, wait a minute. Is it rocking? You know, I'm 53. What do you expect?
Rocking that cradle.
Rocking that cradle. Anyway.
Skim 103.
We're still young and, you know, physically capable human beings. And so as a result, I'm more excited because that means that we're just going to be here for a lot of it. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of fun to take Van out in the backyard and have him water plants with me. He wants me to fill up the watering cans, and it's, you know, a chore I have that I go out and water everything, make sure everything's doing all right. But it's so fun with him.
My grandparents are so much exciting. Older than yeah. I was that I didn't have the same. There's a giant gap between me and my grandparents, mm-hmm. and they all died most of them before I was out of high school. And I'll still be here when Van's like married and, you know, assuming I don't get the cancer or anything else. Stop. Well, you know, you worry. You get older, you worry.
You do.
A little bit. Our younger listeners are like, man, this is depressing. You'll get there. You'll get there. All right.
It's a whole lot of fun getting there, though.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Thanks, Paula. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Peter. Those are all fine emails. If you'd like to send your own in, skimshow@gmail.com. We haven't heard from Jeff in a while. We must not have said anything controversial for Bronco to not write in. You know, I got to think of something Canadian, anti-Canadian, or wrong about Canada. Like,
but boy, we love Canada.
Boy, did you hear the story about those Canadians? They're famous for eating their own toenails, I heard. Just a rumor, but
you're going to hear from Jeff now.
I am. That's fine. I love Jeff. Foodie for the week. Kim made a chili that I thought was a stew, but it doesn't matter. It's a chili, and it was so good.
You said you had concerns about
it. I had a concern.
What was that?
Do you want to hear the concern?
Yeah.
All right. So what'd you put in there? Just lay out your ingredients.
Ground beef.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder. I only did the powders because I don't love chunks of...
powder.
That in there. No, I don't like chunks of the onion and garlic. I do with some things, but not with that.
Okay.
And that then makes sense. Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And then I did three kinds of beans this time.
Yeah, they're white beans.
Actually, four.
Dark
beans. White beans, black beans, garbanzo beans.
Yeah, which
maybe
are just
three.
Aren't garbanzo the same as chickpeas?
Garbanzo, chickpea, yeah. That's
how come,
true.
Why don't we use them?
I don't know.
You call them different things in different contexts. So you'll say garbanzo there.
I don't know why.
But you'll say chickpea when it's like a dip or something.
Yeah.
Because it's the more feminine form of the.
It's the feminine form of beans.
Of beans. Bean. Beanisms. Anyway, it's so good, but here's my concern. Had it on day one. No problem. Great. You put the leftovers in the fridge. They're still in there, I think. Some. Mm-hmm. And when I went to get leftovers yesterday for lunch, I pop open that Tupperware deal.
Okay.
And it's one big solid orange brick.
Oh, that's just the oils that.
So when I heat that up
at the top, it'll all break up.
They're collaborating.
Yes.
You mean coagulate is what you meant.
They're collaborating at the top of the.
They're all working together.
At the chili. That's exactly right.
But hold on, but that seems bad. That I'm eating that.
That is from
the beef.
The reason it's orange is because of the tomatoes.
Okay.
But the beef has a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
It's beef fat.
So when it's liquefied, when it's hot.
I'm just
drinking fat then.
Well, some fats are good, babe.
Are those fats good?
Yeah.
Some animal fats are
some
good.
Some of the animal. I mean, beaten a lot of beef fat, but it was probably a very thin thing of it.
It's not pretty thick.
Oh, you just held up your fingers and said it was 3 inches thick.
It felt like it was the whole thing.
It's not.
Okay. I don't worry about it then.
I promise.
It's still good the second time, I have to say.
You can also take that off. When people make broth, they will make the whole broth like a bone broth, put it in the fridge on purpose so that they can then take that layer of fat off so you have just the clear gel of the bone broth.
So it's just the fat. It's the pudding skin of the meat world.
Gross.
Well, that's what they do.
Pudding skin?
Yeah. Remember those? You put the pudding in the fridge and then you take it out and you pull the skin off. It's like a little layer of pudding skin. You don't remember that?
I remember it. It's so gross.
Oh, I heard a thing you should know.
What's that?
Sorry, this just reminded me of that. Somebody last week said, if you want to have a full refrigerator all the time, and your power bill goes down by like 2/3, because the food will keep other food cool,
right?
And the fridge barely has to work to keep the baseline.
Trust me, our fridge. I'm always trying to find room in the fridge.
That's so true. But if you have less, fine. If you're like kind of an empty fridge person, you're paying a ton more per month and
because it's running.
Because it's running all the time to keep things going. So you want to have lots in there. Or if you can, you go to Costco and you buy two pallets of like the water bottles. The
keep water bottles
in there. Just fill it with water bottles. And then you've got the effect of it, right? So anyway, I don't think we have that problem because we have too much crap in there, but
it isn't crap. It's a lot of food.
I can't eat. I'm not allowed to eat.
A lot of food. And when I make chili or beef stew, I always have leftovers. So that's I try to make enough. Today's jambalaya.
Kim, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got really excited there.
I always like jambalaya. Are you kidding me? And people at home are like, Scott, you'll lose weight faster. Somebody texted me yesterday or tweeted me and said, you'll lose weight faster if you stop eating the Mrs. Jambalaya. And I said,
actually,
no. If I stop eating the rice, yeah.
It's mostly vegetables.
It's almost entirely vegetables. And
I make a chicken broth to go in it. It's vegetables, chicken broth, and meat.
Yeah,
but it's super lean. Mostly chicken.
Yeah, it's mostly chicken. Sometimes you'll do shrimp and other stuff. But
sausage.
But it's mostly these vegetables. I mean, that's why I love it. It's so good and good for me.
Good for you.
Yeah. Makes a weirdly good salsa in the morning after you've made a batch. I know that sounds strange. Anyway, send us your emails. I already did say that. Why did I say that again? Oh, I was going to say the Maxwell's Pizza Place is amazing. Just give them another shout out. We have this New York style pizza and what else they make? They make
Philly
cheesesteaks up the street. And if you're ever in South Jordan or anywhere near the Daybreak area, just look up Maxwell's. I don't know what their everyday hours are, but they're always there at night.
Mm-hmm.
They
used to do lunch and dinner, and now they just do dinner until the weekend because of COVID. They just didn't have enough people in there.
They make an amazing, even just the basic freaking cheese or basic cheese and pepperoni. It's, they're big. They're affordable. Like they're actually not all that expensive compared to, you know, crap you just get on.
But they're French fries. Van loves
them. Fries are amazing. They're great. I really like them. So all hail Maxwell's Pizza. We went there yesterday. And then finally, Kim made me as part of our foodie segment here, Kim made me a BLT with cucumbers and avocado on it. So that's not really a BLT. That would be it had bacon, so it would be a BCA.
BCATL.
Did it have lettuce? Plus.
plus. Nice.
But did it have? I don't think it had.
The first one did not. The second one I made you did.
Okay. It was really good.
Two different times this week.
Although you can see.
The tomatoes were out of my dad's garden. The first one I made you was the bread my mom made. The sourdough.
Oh, yeah. Her big, thick sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty good. Her mom makes me crazy, but she also makes amazing bread. So
nice. Real nice.
You take what you can get. I mean, she's fine. I'm not complaining. She's fine. Yes, I am. She's sometimes hard to deal with. All right. That's it for today's show. We will be back for at least one more next week. That'll be, I don't mean forever. I just mean there'll be another one next week. So be here for that. And if you want to support us over here, Kim and I, patreon.com/frogpants. Every little bit helps, even a buck a month. And that's a great place to find all the little extra things I do, kind of the general catch-all for frog pantry. So check that stuff out if you are so inclined. Frogpants.com/skim is our website. Skimshow@gmail.com, once again, is that email address. Is there anything else you'd like to say to these people before we go?
I don't think so.
No?
I was thinking about doing a 30-year, because it's a very long time, a 30-year gift registry on Amazon. And I think you talked me out of it because you were like, that's not cool.
I didn't talk you out of it, did I?
Kinda.
No, you should do it. Put it up. We're gonna do a 30-year anniversary. If people just want to go in there and buy things for me,
but
like
that's the thing. I don't like asking people for things. I've never liked asking people for things. But I thought about it because I was like, all these kids that don't even know what they need are getting these wedding registries.
Yeah,
And I thought, wow, 30 years is a long time. That's a pretty good run.
Like the Sega Genesis.
To put up a thing.
The Sega Genesis Mini 2 coming out on November 1st. That's a great way. No, look, when we got married, what was the first thing or console we got?
That was our first Christmas.
We bought a Genesis console with Sonic 2 on it or something.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, oh, this is great. Well, now all this time later, we could get a Genesis Mini with 60 games on it. One of them is Sonic 2. So I'm telling you, or maybe that's on the first one. Well, whatever. This is we've cracked
Pater. You'll have to look at this thing with me then, the registry, and put some things on there. That'll be funny.
Okay.
That'd be fun, actually, not funny.
It would be fun and funny. It'd be the funniest of funs. All right. I think that's going to do it. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add or whatever? I guess I already asked you
that. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody, and try to chill, you know, and let the world roll off your back a little bit.
Let the housework go a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's the weekend.
Enjoy some time with people you like, maybe even people you love. And if you've got a three-year-old around, hang out with that kid because they're fun. They're fun. They're always up to just all the fun things that you miss about being a kid.
He just walks around going, hey, Nana.
Hey, Nana, let's do this. Hey, Nana, let's do that. Help me with this. Help me with that. She bought him this thing where you blow up balloon cars, and then the cars shoot across the room. Mm-hmm. And he's up, I think, probably up there right now, still obsessed with it. So they're so easy to please. Man, three-year-olds are great. They're good, man. And he's potty trained. That's the other thing.
I know. It's nice.
He went from not to done in a pretty quick turnaround. Yeah. Only had a couple of weird accidents.
I was trying to tell her, there's nothing like having only one in diapers. Two in diapers at the same time, that's a whole nother story.
No kidding. It's the human condition. Does he have, she brought extra underwear and stuff?
Oh, yeah, okay. Totally.
Good, because, you know, sometimes the grease pencil comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Signs his name when he didn't mean to. Anyway, that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening. You're not watching, you're listening. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back next week with a brand new show of Skim.
See you then.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.